Africans get off the airplane in Atlanta, they go, what the hell, did we make a U-turn?
George Wallace and Don D.C. Curry.
One out of two ain't bad.
We caught the bus together.
I'm glad to be here, man.
Thank you, Don,
he
for
just disrespect
up,
me. I'm just so happy. You know what? Tom Jordan, first of all, I want to thank you. This is the third time Tom has invited me to come to the show. Say, come early, and the president's always on. I come in here late. Ain't that something?
Wow.
Well, I think he did a good job opening for us, George. the president, Al Sharpton, opened for us.
All right, how about that?
That's a beautiful thing.
And that was good of you, Jay, to tell the president, get them dogs straight up in there. Really, because, you know, had that been somebody of my... Now, Tom, you could have got over the fence. But me, Jay, and Don, we had been over the fence. Those dogs would have eaten our ass. You know, they teach those dogs to eat Negroes. You know that? They had to retrain those dogs not to eat Obama. That's why they got it. That's a true story. You don't see those kids out in the yard playing, do you? Them dogs, I wish that Negro would touch that.
What a president, what a president. Now, does the healthcare plan cover Ebola at all?
You got Ebola, you sit next to me.
No, but let me tell you something, though. Jay Andy Brown, I'm very proud of you, man. I've been watching all the people come over that are involved with that Ebola, and they wearing your suits.
And to get rid of Ebola, you just put a picture of Jay's mama up there. Ebola won't come in there at all.
Oh, look at them suits that Jay Andy Brown made. That suit, that's one of Jay's.
Jay, you still got suits out there in the market?
I thought me and you were friends. George, I know we're not friends. But Don, I thought you and I were
come
friends.
Come on, man. You know I know your suit. One size fits all. Ebola suits.
That's the name of them, Ebola suits.
Y'all going to go with us to McDonald's today?
I'm going.
Yeah. You know, if we get up there on time, it's only the first 104 people, but I'm going to leave early. I'm going up there today.
I don't know why not. Your mom can frit through the arches. She ought to bring me out there.
Now, see, did I say, I come out here and be very nice today? And you had to bring my mom into this. Tom, you got enough hamburgers for my mom? My mom can eat some hamburgers.
Oh, right? She's amazing. I seen her dip her hand right in the fry grease and pull them out before they hot, man. She's amazing.
Before they cool down.
No, she just dip her hand right in there. Man.
That's just like Jay's mama. She got one tooth. She work over at the Krispy Kreme. Dip that one tooth right down in there. Make those holes in that donut. Right I am. Wow. That one tooth. Dip those. Make those holes.
Then we leave for Montgomery, Alabama. We'll be at a casino and with Tompkins for a happy hour.
They got casinos in Alabama now?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fan me with a brick. Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you coming?
Yeah,
you going to come in Montgomery with us?
You know what? They got a street named after me in Birmingham.
Yeah,
it's not that George Wallace.
It's St. George Wallace. I swear.
That's not that George Wallace.
I know, but if you show up and say, that's my street,
they will beat the dog.
That might be the other George Wallace.
You think? Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
And they still got a street named after him?
Yeah.
I thought when you die, they're supposed to take your name off.
Oh, no.
So we go to Montgomery.
Your name's still up there in Vegas.
Wow.
Wow, got quiet.
Oh, my goodness. I am still the new Mr. Vegas. They're still trying to, people still going to see me at the Flamingo.
They don't know you're alive.
They don't know I'm gone. Oh, boy. But you were talking about Atlanta. This is the Mecca.
Yes.
It's black everything here. They got more black funeral homes. They got more black city
we
bars.
Did the Black History Fact today was about the first black millionaire.
Mr. Herndon, my insurance man, he used to come by my mama's house. I think my mama was seeing him.
He was the insurance man that came by your house?
Yeah, they used to come by the house and pick
Let's
up the money policy.
You don't know who your daddy is.
That ain't your daddy.
That's not your daddy. You don't know.
Mr. Herndon, he used to be on Auburn Avenue. That was the black capital city of the world.
But you don't know who
black doctors, black lawyers. You don't know who your daddy is either. Your mama like a turnstile at your house. Just come up next.
Wow.
They got to take a number when they come in here. Next.
Wow, George.
You know, y'all kind of resemble.
Now, hold on a second.
All three of us look alike.
We all got on black jackets.
Everybody got on the black jacket.
Good thing we got these new teeth so they can see us.
Men in black.
Hey, now you went to Clear Choice, too? Where you got your new teeth?
These are my original teeth, man.
Man, you must think I'm a fool.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
I knew you when you was a little boy. One of your teeth used to go east. One of your teeth used to go west.
Oh,
one was facing south. You thought his mouth was a compass.
We're in Atlanta. George Wallace, Don D.C. Curry. And 11 past the hour.